You know, we live in a society that can't understand the value of salvation. Isn't that weird? But really, when you think about it, it's natural. Because all of us were born in this world without the awareness of God. And all of us from birth came out of this world trying to figure out how do we get what we need. Even a little baby does that. And when you think about the fact that as we grow up, God is trying to orchestrate creation. He's trying to put people in our lives. And sometimes for God, that's difficult. But he is trying to open our eyes to be able to see the reality that there is more than life than just ourselves and the people that we care about and our little world. But he has created the universe, and he has got a plan for the universe to build a family of love. And all of us walk through life without an awareness for God and would never have found him if he would not have come seeking us. Because everybody knows who Jesus is. Everybody in America has heard the gospel. But it doesn't penetrate our hearts when we first hear it. And it's just amazing that Christ came to this earth because he wanted us to be able to understand who he was. And now that he has revealed God in the flesh, he has died on the cross to pay for our sins, and he has ascended into heaven to show the true power that God has to change and transform our lives, the Holy Spirit still walks and God still calls us by name. We don't just come to God because we understand the philosophy of it. We come to Christ when all of a sudden the Holy Spirit makes us aware that God really is real and that we are separated from him and that he loves us, and that's why Christ died, so that we might not fear him, but that we might love him and come to him. And all of us who know Christ have had that experience where we can't explain it, but all of a sudden we knew God was alive. Christ was alive. He was real. And he was speaking to us. And we knew, we didn't understand exactly why, but we knew that he was speaking to us, and this was our chance. We were making a decision to reject God or not. And so we're here to baptize today someone just like us that has gone through that experience. And rather than saying, no, I've got too much going on in my life, maybe later, he responded. And Christ came into his heart and has changed his heart. So Maddox, if you'll come down here, we're going to baptize you here. And I've known Maddox probably for almost a decade, and I've watched him, you know, I'm probably the big bald man, you know, but as he's grown up, I've watched just the way God has just blessed him with so many things, a great personality and just a lot of gifts and talents. And I've been able to meet one-on-one with him and get to know him a little more. And I was really struck by his heart. And I asked him about, you know, as we were going through stuff, and I heard these things coming out for him, his desire to please God and things like that. And I asked him, I said, well, how would you say your spiritual state is? How do you think you are between God? And he just expressed to me his love for God, his desire to please God, and all the things that are the fruit of an experience of committing yourself to Christ, which you had that experience years ago. And I asked him, I said, well, have you ever thought of baptism? He said, yeah, I've thought about it a lot. And so we're here today excited to baptize you because of the things God has done in your life. And I asked him, I said, would you like to speak? And he said, what'd you say? No. And I said, well, is there anything that you would like to have said? And he said, yeah. He said, I want you to tell everyone how much that I love God and want to please him and want to do what he wants. And that is what salvation is about. And so we're going to go through this ceremony and this symbolic act that Christ asked us to do because you've given your heart and life to Christ.
Yes, sir.
And you've accepted forgiveness for your sins. And one of the things I know from talking about him is that he understands, which is so difficult for a lot of, even adults a lot of times, he understands that he's not everything God wants him to be, and he's got a long way to go, but he's confident in God's love that God is not angry at him because you're not perfect, but God is making you to what you need to be. And when he expressed that to me, I just thought, now that's a really mature thought for a young person to have as he seeks God. And so we're going to baptize you because the grace of God, it has wiped your sin away with the blood of Christ. And as you come up out of this water, you come up in a new life that God is your partner in making you what he created you to be. So because of your faith in Jesus Christ, I baptize you now, my brother, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.